As you might recall, Drover and I had just gone into an emergency conference in a highly secured room in the security division's vast office complex. Drover, I've warned you about carrying on conversations in front of the cat. He's not part of our organization, and we don't want him listening to our business. Gosh, you mean? I mean, we have information in our files suggesting that he might be an enemy plant. You mean, like okra or tomatoes? I studied the runt for a moment. What? You think Pete's a tomato? Do I think Pete is a tomato? Drover, what are you talking about? How do you come up with these loony questions? Well, you just said he was a plant and all plants are vegetables, and I just thought... Oh, I see now. You garbled my use of the word plant. Listen carefully so that I won't have to repeat myself. What? I said listen repeatedly so that I don't have to care for myself. We have two meanings for the word plant. One word, two meanings. A plant can be a vegetable, but a plant can also mean an enemy spy. Drover's eyes grew wide. Gosh, you mean the tomatoes are spying on us? No, I mean we have reason to think that Pete is spying on us. But you said he wasn't a tomato. He's not a tomato. He's never been a tomato. He'll never be a tomato. And I'd appreciate it if you'd stop talking about tomatoes. Pete is a cat. That's what I thought. A cat can't be a tomato. What about tomcats? Tomcats can't be tomatoes. If they were, we'd call them Tom Tomatoes. The tom-tom's drum. Exactly. Now are we clear on my use of the word plant? He rolled his eyes around. You mean Pete plays the drums? I marched a few steps away and tried to clear the cobwebs out of my mind. Drover, we've worked together for several years, and in some ways I even consider you a friend. Gosh, thanks. But I must be honest and tell you that sometimes when I'm trying to carry on a normal conversation with you, I begin to feel insane, almost as though my mind had turned into mush. Mush? Yes, mush. Do you ever get that feeling? Well, I ate a mushroom once, but I didn't like it and spit it out. Is that what you mean? I felt overwhelmed, beaten, defeated by the forces of chaos. Yes, Drover, that's what I mean. The whole point of this conversation is that you ate a mushroom. I'll be darned, so did I. I marched back over to him and stuck my nose in his face. Now listen, you little lunatic. Forget about mushrooms, tomatoes, and drums. That cat over there could very well be an enemy spy, and we don't want him listening to our conversations.
Oh, you mean about the sky falling?
Right, exactly. And do you know why we don't want Pete to know about it? Because, Drover, that business of the sky falling was nothing but chicken gossip.
Yeah, but we believed it for a minute or two,
which is the whole point of this lecture. If Pete knew that we had fallen for chicken gossip, he might get the idea that the security division is full of freaks and nitwits. And if that kind of information ever got back to our enemies, well, you can imagine what kind of damage it might cause. Drover's eyes popped wide open.
Oh, I get it now. We're keeping secrets from Pete.
I breathed a sigh of relief. Yes, Drover, that's it. Thank you for understanding. Now let's find out what the cat's up to. And with that, I swaggered over to Mr. Sneak and Lurk.